Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we look back at the sports arena and get an update. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. Okay, so Danielle and I were offline before we started this today, and we debated as to whether or not this should be a topic. But she thinks that we've done too many of the Midway Project podcasts, but this is a big project, I was saying, and we are now getting new information that it looks like we know what's going to be done here, right?
It looks like they're finally getting closer. And I'm going to link this article. It's from Voices of San Diego in the description box. Because what's fascinating about it is that there's a lot of really cool renderings.
There are.
And
there's a link to each of the top three. So let's just sort of recap here.
Right.
Because we've had a lot of discussions about this. And we haven't been able to really put our finger on, okay, what's going to happen? Who's going to get it? Why are they going to get it? And what is this really going to look like after it's done? What is the vision for just the not only the stadium, but also the community that's going to grow up around this, right? So initially, the city of San Diego had chosen a developer, and that developer ended up getting to a point where it was about to get approved, but then got pushed back because it didn't meet the state required affordable housing component that you had to include when you were doing a project that was on quote unquote, I think, state or city land. And so that slowed this down. That forced everybody to go back to the drawing board. And it gave some people a chance to kind of squeeze in. So I can't even remember who the first guy was. We would have to go back and look at those notes from those podcasts. I want to say it was a large national builder.
Yeah, and honestly, it's even though I say we've done a lot of these, it's been a while since we've updated you guys on what's going on with this Midway project. So I honestly don't remember off the top of my head who the developer was.
Yeah, we didn't. We should have probably gone back and looked at our notes. But just to give just a quick summary of kind of where things are and why they're at this point, that's basically what happened. So developer came in, said, hey, here's the plan that we have. And then all of a sudden the state of California said, wait a minute, time out. You need to go back and provide more affordable housing. So you've got to re-pencil this whole project and include that in it. So now we're at this point where there was a short list of five, and now that's been narrowed down to three. And so the projects are as followed. So the partnership led by Chelsea Investment Corp and the developer Zephyr is promising the most affordable housing units, and they're the ones that are being prioritized by the city. That's who the city likes the most. The name of the project is Midway Rising. There is a link to it. It's a very interesting, rendering that's online. They've done a lot of big projects. They're a local developer, and so that makes it a little different than what we've had, in the past as far as who the other developers are. But they're doing 2,000 affordable homes, a new modern arena, 20 acres of public parks. There's going to be entertainment, shops, and dining. For the building, there's going to be a commitment to using union labor, which is what the city wants. There's going to be a job training academy, which I'm not sure what that is going to be. It's going to be transit-oriented, and it's going to have kind of a community benefits framework to it. So it's going to be a really interesting plan, and if you go online to look at it, basically, it kind of has a stadium at one end, and then everything kind of goes out from there towards the other end. So it's cool. They're creating a park, an entertainment plaza, a commercial plaza. There's like an elevated park, which looks really cool. And then there are a bunch of different community parks and a bunch of different residential buildings and communities that are within these parks. So it has a lot of green, and it's really something else when you look at it. It's really cool.
Yeah, I it's really beneficial to look at these renderings, because first off, these renderings are amazing. Like they almost look real on some of these pictures.
Yeah,
and it'll be interesting. I always think that when you look at these renderings, and then eventually when these projects do get done,
look at that.
You wonder how close they are. I mean, these renderings, like, I mean, these pictures are pretty insane.
Yeah, they're next level. I mean, it's pretty awesome. So Danielle will put the links to these in there, and you can get a look at them. You know, I think we've seen some of these projects. The two that come to mind right now, number one that's completed is One Paseo. And One Paseo has this same type of vibe, but it's like, you know, as you can see here, it's maybe a quarter the size, right? But I think this is the idea, is that it's more of what you would say is a live, work, community-oriented project where you're using the dining facilities, all the commercial stuff is right out your door, everything's walkable. It is really cool. And then, of course, you have the sports arena, which in this case, for this particular rendering, this is an enclosed arena. Now, I don't know if the roof will become retractable or something like that, but for right now, it appears to be, you know, more of kind of what it is today, right?
Yeah.
Whereas one of the other ones that we'll talk about here in a minute, they also have a soccer field that's going to be a professional soccer field that's going to be built as well. This one, maybe they host indoor games or something. So this is kind of what we have. The second one is one that's called Hometown SD. And then the third one is Midway Village Plus. And so those are the other two that they're saying are going to be studied in depth by the city staff. And the city is going to hire a consultant. If Midway Rising is not able to deliver or other flaws are found, the city will go down the list. So right now, if you wanted to go online and kind of see what the city is envisioning, it's Midway Rising. That's the project that they're putting all their weight behind.
Yeah.
So it's really for these developers, for Zephyr to lose. So it looks like they'll probably get approval. Now, for the build-out of Hometown SD, it's the same thing. It's housing, entertainment district. They're going to have child care, parks and open space, transportation, and then they're going to have affordable housing, which they're now calling equity and inclusion. And so there's going to be a pretty big affordable housing. Essex is who the developer is of that. So this one is the same type of build out, and it's just going to have the regular sports arena, some beautiful renderings online, and then Midway Village is the one that kind of goes a different direction. And in Midway Village, so this seems like a really ambitious project. So 4,210 new homes is what they're calling for. Of that, 1,610 would be new affordable homes, a 12,000-seat soccer stadium, and then a 15,000-seat arena. So it has a little more entertainment to it. 50% plus of the affordable homes for low- and middle-income families. It's going to be kind of what you would expect. It's going to have basically a combination of homes, commercial, and then the entertainment facilities. This one happens to add larger entertainment facilities. It's going to be a cool project. It's going to create a whole new, you know, vibe out there in the Midway District. And to get rid of that old arena, I think, is really exciting. Because that old arena is... It's past its estimated useful life. So we'll keep an eye on this. This is going to be something that I think we're going to see a final approval on probably within this year, possibly, for Zephyr, assuming that Zephyr can deliver. Obviously, there's going to be a big capital stack that's going to be required for this, so we'll learn more about that and how is this going to be financed, what's going to be the involvement between the city and the developers, if that comes out, or other key pieces of information that, you know, seems pertinent to our listeners, then we'll bring that up. But right now, if you're interested in the Midway project, if you want to see what's going to happen, Go to the link on this particular podcast. You can look at the renderings. You can see all three of the different proposals that are being put in front of the city, at least the direction that they want to go. And, you know, look them over, and this is exciting stuff. So thanks for listening today. This is the Southern California Real Estate Report.